ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning to everyone, wherever you're watching us from. We're just glad that you're part of our service today. As you have been notified, it's our first Sunday, and it's a Sunday that we dedicated to Thanksgiving. Every day is Thanksgiving, but we specially dedicate today to Thanksgiving, where we also share the communion. And then we take some time on the service to rejoice in praise and adoration of our God. So thank you for being part of our service today. And then we believe you will be blessed. But before we move into another month of teachings, I realized I gave my word, I think in July when we started the series on family life, that I was going to address the issue of the single, the married, the separated, the divorced, and those who intend to remarry. I haven't really forgotten. So I'm going to dedicate today, Wednesday, and probably next week Sunday because of time, to actually share biblical thoughts on all these areas. So I will start today with the singles and the mature singles. If I can touch on the married life, I will. But definitely next week, Sunday, I will talk on separated, divorced, widowed, and then the art of remarriage. I put a scripture as the foundational scripture for this series or for this talk. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. I read the first 15 verses. It actually addresses all this category of people that I want to talk to. It said, now concerning the things of which you wrote to me. So people wrote, Paul the Apostle, they wrote him about these subjects. To the single, the mature single, the married, the separated, the divorced, the widowed, and what they ought to do. So he shared biblical talks. So first is the principle of marriage. He says, so now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife. And let each woman have her own husband. NIV says, not to be sleeping around, it is better you have your own husband or you have your own wife. So he said, let the husband render to his wife the affection due her. In other translation, it says, fulfill your sexual obligation to your wife. So, and likewise, also the wife, fulfill your sexual obligation to your husband. So, sex is not a tool of negotiation. It says, verse 4, the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another except with a consent for a time. And what is that consent? That you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer. Even we have found out that during fasting and prayer, having sex also enhances the anointing. And the people say amen. Do not deprive one another except for a consent of time. That you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. But I said this as a concession, not as a commandment. So I'm saying this to you this morning as a concession also, that when you are praying and fasting, if anyone wants to do, let them do. Praise God. But I said to the unmarried and to the widowed, it is good for them if they remain even as I am. But if they cannot exercise self-control, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn with passion. Now to the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord. A wife is not to depart from her husband, but even if she does depart, let them remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. And a husband is not to divorce his wife. But to the rest, I, not the Lord, say, can you see? If any brother has a wife who does not believe and she's willing to live with him, let him not divorce her. And if a woman who has a husband who does not believe, if he's willing to live with her, let her not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Otherwise, your children will be unclean, but now they are holy. But if the unbeliever departs, let him depart. A brother or sister is not any under any bondage in such cases. But God has called us to peace. For how do you know, O wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, O husband, whether you will save your wife? Let me see how we can do this. I'd like to talk first to the singles and to the mature singles this morning. And the first things I want to say is that being single is not a curse. What singleness means, it means you are separate, you are unique, you are whole. So if you are currently or presently single, or single, please don't feel out of place. I know the society puts pressure on people, parents, peers, colleagues. I know people flaunt their wedding bands across other people's faces. I know people have this misconception that once you are married, you are above those who are not. It is a fallacy. It is false. Being single is not a curse. Please ignore the pressure. I know by the time a lady is 25, people begin to ask questions. By the time you hit 30, people ask more questions. And by the time you are hitting 35, 36, 37, there are greater questions, mysterious questions. Some even ask you to come for deliverance. Don't be under any pressure. Being single is not a curse. Being single means you are separate unto God, you are unique, and then you are whole. And maybe I will say to you this morning, in all honesty, maybe not everyone will even be married. So being married is not the greatest achievement of life. You can be single and be whole. You can be single and be fulfilled. You can be single and live a productive life. So ignore the pressure by friends, by families, by colleagues, by society. What do you need to do when you are single? Number one, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself in God. Don't rush into marriage. We have seen scenes that by the time people yield to this pressure and they rush into marriage, they also rush out of such marriages. Don't be under any pressure. Marriage can never cure your loneliness. Marriage doesn't get you fulfilled in that real sense. So being single, it's an opportunity for you to be fulfilled in God. I believe I'm talking to believers in Christ this morning. So Adam had fellowship with God. Adam wasn't lonely. Adam was just alone. But Adam had a complete communion with God. It is that complete communion that God realized that it was not good that this man should be alone. This man should be able to relate with other people or fellow human beings at the realm of emotions, at the realm of intellect, at the realm of even comparing the spiritual with the spiritual. So he wasn't lonely. He was just alone. And when God was going to make Eve for him, God presented Eve to him. We are getting into that soon. So Eve was also a complete person. At least you can see that he was taken out of the man from that story. So she was also complete. She was whole. So marriage is the union of two complete people under God. Marriage can never cure your deficiency. If you are deficient in your intellect, if you are deficient in your spiritual life, if you are deficient in your emotion, marriage can never cure that. If you don't have a wholesome relationship with your maker, your husband can't be the spiritual giant or your wife. I know that people make all these mistakes. No. It's supposed to be synergy. It's supposed to be cooperation. A man who is whole, a woman who is whole under God, come together in the union of marriage. So prepare yourself as a single person. Don't rush into marriage. Secondly, achieve with your life. Achieve more. There are areas of life. Man is essentially a spirit being. He possesses a soul. He lives in a body. So your spiritual life, but you also have your intellectual life. Be a whole person. Please, if you are single and you are a lady, there is nothing wrong that you cannot climb in your career path and become the CEO of a company. So make sure educationally, qualification, we live in a world that generally believe that it's a man's world. I also believe that because God has put potential in you, as a woman, you can be fulfilled in your career path. You can be fulfilled in your business enterprise. You can just do your own thing. Just like Adam was doing his own thing before God realized that it is not good that this man should run alone. So achieve more with your life. Achieve more with your life. If you are single, please. Thirdly, home things. There's nothing wrong in you holding a car. There is nothing wrong in you owning your own apartment, even as a lady. There is nothing wrong in you having investment. As you climb your career path, home things. Don't be given to that mindset that if you own things, you will not attract a man. You will attract your own kind. You can't attract, if you are working well with your life as a single woman, you cannot attract a lazy person. That's the implication. You can't attract somebody who is not ready to work with their lives, with their heads. You can't attract a home husband. So go ahead, home things, invest. Don't hold the best of you back. Fourthly, be your very best. Whatever you choose to do, male, female, be your very best. While you are still waiting, be your very best. Serve God. Promote kingdom work. Serve humanity. Follow courses. Be useful to yourself. Be useful to your family. Be useful to the community that you live in. Don't wear just hard faces around. Be friendly with everyone. You are the next person in waiting, next man, next woman in waiting. So don't be your very blessed. Be a blessing to your world. Number five, don't allow yourself to be tossed around just because you want to get married. As a woman, don't become vulnerable.
You are not a hole to be penetrated. So don't become vulnerable to people. Don't let people use you as basketball all over the place. You are precious to God. You are a virtuous woman. Your price is far above rubies. Don't be eager to put yourself on men and they start passing you around. You are valuable. Not only to God, you are valuable to your family. You are valuable to your colleagues. And as a man, be a man. You may not have or own all the things in the world, but please let it be that when that woman comes, they can see the potential that you are going somewhere. You are a man or you're a woman on a mission. Let it show in your attitude, in your character. Number six, don't give in to loneliness, frustration, and worry. A lot of people who are single just give themselves. You don't carry the whole world upon your head. No, don't give in. Don't give in. Don't be pressurized in this day and age. Don't be pressurized by the happenings on the social media. Don't. How is that? The things that are on the social media, sometimes they can be very flimsy. They go away. They are temporal. They may not reflect the true nature of the life of people. So don't give in to loneliness. Don't give in to frustration. Don't be that. Don't do pity party for yourself. Don't say, why is my own like this? Hey, be the man, be the woman. Walk with sprint in your legs. You are not a common man. So few of you, they are very rare. All it means is that if you can begin to carry yourself according to how God sees you, you already put a sieve. Maybe as a man, it's not every woman that you can marry. As a woman, it's not every man you can marry. And you can make that choice at the appropriate time. So don't give in. Don't give in to loneliness. Don't make a hasty decision that can lead to problems in marriage. Said it. No one can cure your loneliness. No one can resolve your insecurity problem. No one can resolve your low self-esteem. You have to fight it in the Word of God. 7. It is okay to be single. It is okay. Find your fulfillment with and in God. You are special. You are separate, unique, and whole to Him. So be distinct in your relationship with God. Understand your unique identity. Generally, I would say, whether you're single or you're mature single, number one, be open to friendship. Don't do elitist club. Be open to friendship. Whoever desire a friend, that's what Proverbs 18:24 says, must show himself friendly. Secondly, don't be seen or perceived as a snob. And then, don't walk around as if you don't see a man or you don't see a woman. And the truth is that not every man is bad. Not every woman is bad. There are good men and women out there. But don't put your eyes high so that you don't see all around you. Be alive to your environment. Don't be seen or perceived as a snob. Thirdly, don't develop unrealistic expectations. Don't be high-minded. Don't say what I get level. But what are they set to? Don't be high-minded. If you are high there, it's promotion. And you will attract someone. Don't be high-minded as a man. Don't be high-minded as a woman. Life is simple. You only live once, YOLO. And live your best life now. Like Lala, we encourage us. So, please, don't be high-minded. Don't put pain on your shoulder or shoulder parts. No. You will meet your own very soon and they will put you down. Therefore, don't get into comparison lifestyle. You know, the truth is that as we all get matured, we also get independent.
So if you're a mature single, the likely thing is that you have been making all your decisions. So slow down. Slow down. Slow down. When you meet this person, just slow down. Don't get into scuffles. Don't. I mean, if I'm still single and I'm passing in a place and you are fighting, you are wozing people like that, no matter the reception, every antenna will shut down. Because, and it's the same truth. As a man, no man wants any wahala. As a woman, no woman wants any wahala. So, don't get into scuffles. I mean, I've said this to you. Let me confess my sin, hopefully. There was a time someone expressed a concern to me. I mean, they went out. He went out with this guy on a date. And somebody brushed the car, guy's car. And he came out, slapped, did everything openly and all that. And she expressed that concern. I said, break the relationship. He said, what do I mean? I said, not the Lord. It's high. I said, for someone to show an open aggression, there's much work in that place. And you are there. And she can't even pretend that my bae is here. Let me just pretend. And say, even if the dent is hard, say, okay, it's a simple thing. No. So don't get into scuffles openly. Being alone means you are isolated and secluded. So don't be. And people, when people are isolated and secluded, they have this feeling of inadequacy. They are insecure. They look at themselves as an inferior being. Even when a man or a woman comes around, they feel they don't merit that person. No. Like I said earlier on, Adam wasn't lonely. He was just alone. But he had an enriching relationship with God. And if you read that story very well, God never said Adam was incomplete. That's why he brought Eve. If you read that same story very well, Eve was brought to Adam to compliment him. So, man, woman, at this stage of your life, practice intimacy with God. Practice intimacy. And the reason why I will encourage you to do that, please, I don't know who taught you. God doesn't choose a wife for you. God will bring, that's what God, the law first mentioned. He brought Eve to Adam. And he looked at Adam's response. Adam's response was say, wow, where have you been all this while? So what God will do is so, and which is, I mean, I can just give you a tip very soon. I still have time to do that. It's like God will parade people of your tribe, prospect. And you see it in circles, friendship circles. I know that I've busted some people's theology. So as a woman, don't let anybody come to you and be telling you something that, sister, last night, I was walking along that bus stop and it started raining. And then we saw one umbrella and all that. Or God told me that you are my wife. Wagbasho. If you tell any lady like that, you will receive a 6-inch nail. It doesn't work that way. You need to practice intimacy with God such that when you see the person, you know. When I saw my wife join the ushering department as the EHOD, I just knew. And we were not on talking time. So I have to build up my point. Praise the Lord. And if you ask people, it's the same thing. I didn't dream. No prophet gave me word. But there is something that came for Adam.
a sense of peace. He said, this is now the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh, for she shall be called a woman. So there was interaction out of that intimacy with God. Don't over-spiritualize it. Don't be heavenly-minded and utterly useless. You only marry here. They don't marry in heaven. God doesn't choose. If God chooses for people, it will mean violation of your will. God expects you to make choices because you will live by those choices. Don't spend all your life looking for a spouse to complete you. There is no one who can complete you. You see me on the pulpit, that's the best. But the one I live with, see, I've seen the worst of me. I won't live on this pulpit forever. So you make your choices. Make your choices. So Eve was first a companion, a friend, before he became a wife. Let me quickly give you this in closing. Are you supposed to date for us who are believers? Yes. But your dating is not as the world. Your dating should be if you have working on a relationship that is leading to marriage. If you are looking for boyfriend, girlfriend, don't date. There are many people out there who are looking for boyfriend, girlfriend. So you can join their bandwagon. It says a man, not a boy, shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his girlfriend. No, a man leaves and joined to a woman. So there is a kind of completeness on those sides. So if you want to engage in a relationship that leads to marriage, not for fun and games, please obey this thought. Number one, establish and maintain a friendship. You have to. You don't just see somebody today and say, to Allah, my brother, my sister, God has sent me to you. Do you know that I am your husband? A reasonable lady will answer you, no, I don't know, and I don't want to know. So establish and maintain a friendship. So it's likely that when you see this person, you don't have things in common yet. Don't let me give you this tip. I want to say that if you serve in a community, maybe you can go and join the service unit. Establish, if you have common friends, but maintain a friendship. Because that friendship link, we build confidence. By the time you organize yourself, line upon line, present upon present, it will not be a shocker word for this person. And then if you are dating, I mean, there are things you can do. Brother, sister, what of if we catch a movie? Not the night movies. The daytime. What of if we go to picnics among other friends? All you are doing at that time is to just see this person in the midst of other friends. How does this person, what is their friendship attitude like? Are they snobs? You are not getting into the deeper inner working of the inner working at that time. You just want to establish and maintain friendship with this person. You are not leading them on in any way. And secondly, please avoid any discussion of a deeper commitment on both sides. At that time, if you are dating someone, and maybe the issues of your personal finances or investment should still be held discreet. There's no commitment yet. A lot of ladies who fall into error made the mistake at this level. And a lot of guys who are not ready for also other commitment also, breakthrough into somebody's life at this level. I can't imagine it. As a single person, you are paying for house rent of the person you are not married to. That's stupidity on the highest order. at this time, because you are dating, no touching, no sexual advances. And let me say something this morning. If you don't have chemistry for whoever you are dating or whoever you want to get married to, don't marry them. Holy Spirit is not going to give you chemistry. So there must be a point of physical attraction. Me.
Omo pupa rodorodo.
Like them. Don't send wrong vibe or messages. Don't sound desperate. Today, let me just hang on to this. Dating for a Christian is still pure. It's still you are checking each other out. At that time, don't send wrong vibes that I've been waiting and praying. Now you are here. No. Please, maybe one of the things, so that you don't get emotionally mush, don't receive pet names at this time. Be honest, be mindful of your feelings, especially if you are single. At this time, your testosterone is high. Don't allow somebody to banally transform her. And then fourthly, at this time, don't isolate yourself from your family and friends. Because they say love is blind. But let some people around you be accountable so that they can help you see if your own eyes is blind. So don't isolate. So this is just a litmus test. You are dating someone, and the first thing that person wants to do is to separate you from your friends and family. That's a red light. That's a red light. That's a red light. That's a red light. It's every of your friend that this person sees, I say, I don't like. That's a red light. And then if, as you progress, if you are comfortable with that person, please, as much as possible, start introducing them to your friends and family such that if they see him or her with another person, they can easily tell you. It's accountability. If you do secret relationship, you'll be secretly taken away out of purpose. And then fifth, don't change your lifestyle. Maintain your communion with God. Don't change it. Because you are engaged with someone, you can't read the Bible anymore. You can't pray anymore. Your sense of judgment is discolored. Don't. Then number six, ladies, allow the man to pursue. Allow them. That's his job description. That's his JD. Allow him. He should, don't be all over. A man, you can't see a hunter. If every of his game is right at his full step, he won't process it. Close. Number seven, I think you can see. Let me just read. I have 10 advices for you. Set boundaries. Set boundaries around your life. Don't let your life become borderless. Set boundaries. Not everybody should be touching you, whether you're a man or a woman. Don't do body count. O count, oh, I'm a quick simita, but don't count. Don't do it. Set boundary. Plan your dates. Plan it. You can go for sporting events. You can visit a museum. You can do movies. You can do stage production. There are many things you can do. You can hit out. Plan it. Don't go and catch 11:30 p.m. movies and rain starts falling after the movies. And then they give you jacket to wear. And then if you are watching movies, be selective. R-rated movies, we love making scene, we stir up. Afi tori okunrin na o ba pe. We stir up. And then even if he doesn't do anything, seed of lust have been planted through the high gate and the hair gate. Then number 9, be careful. Heavy kissing, petting. Oh man, for a passion, you. It's called foreplay. So if you are not going to play, don't fall. I'm practical. I'm not over spiritual about this thing. You will be shocked at yourself. Pastor Kumuyi may be playing here. Pastor Adeboye may be playing here. Ayo Daniel may be looking at you, and you are doing it. Ajegba. You don't play with your emotion. Your body is not saved. It's your spirit that is saved. Your mind has to be renewed so that you can put your body under. Body I was safe for. Then they get into trouble. And then number 10, watch and wait. Watch and wait. If you are dating, watch and wait. You need to watch out for character flaws. Don't be blinded. You are not the Holy Ghost, so you can't change a man. You can't change a woman. Don't. Many of the issues we grapple with in marriages, there were things that people overlooked while they were courting or dating. How do you know is this person? Peace from God. That's all. That's all. And then you lead yourself forward. The friendship blows on. And part of those peace is that as you are introducing this person to people around you, everybody's at peace with it. Everybody's at peace with it. Character plus integrity, that's what makes strong relationship. Please, open your eyes. Open your ears. Open your heart. Love is not blind. If your own love is blind, wahala in marriage, we open it. Fast, fast. You will. God bless you.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,